Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hi, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 539, Three Parenting Strategies to Overcome Feelings of Shame. Because there are plenty of times we face challenges that leave us struggling with the discomfort of shame. And we need to know, hey, it's okay. We can feel our way through it and get to a better place. For many years, I longed to be a mother and fought the good fight against infertility. I experienced a roller coaster of emotions, disappointment, anxiety, fear, pain, uncertainty, jealousy, frustration, and feeling helpless. Those were all the norm for me. But one of the strongest feelings I dealt with for most of my journey was, drumroll please, shame. So why is shame a parenting struggle? The other emotions I wrestled with were not necessarily easy, but I coped because I rationalized that the circumstances were beyond my control. If I felt disappointed each time that I learned I wasn't pregnant, I could chalk it up to one of the infertility procedures not working. When I learned a friend was expecting and pangs of jealousy gnawed at my heart, I knew those feelings were normal. After all, I'd been trying for years to get pregnant. It seemed like my friend just winked and instantly conceived. Shame, however, was a far more complex dragon to slay. I felt broken, and every failed attempt to become pregnant was a reminder that I had a defective body. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Brené Brown is a pioneer on the topics of vulnerability, courage, and shame. She summed shame up beautifully in her article, Shame Versus Guilt. I define shame as the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we're flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Something we've experienced, done, or failed to do makes us unworthy of connection. 25 years and 8 kids later, I clearly overcame infertility. Be careful what you wish for. But I still remember grappling with shame. Because I couldn't get pregnant, I felt like a complete failure and unworthy of the motherhood tribe I ached to belong to. These strategies will help when shame rears its ugly head in your own parenting journey. First, recognize shame and let it breathe. The feelings we have about our families are much like the weather. When our kids, our home life, marriage, and careers are thriving, it's like enjoying a picture-perfect summer's day with bright blue skies, the glowing sun, and a delicate breeze. We're excited and proud to share our good fortune to the entire world. But when we're facing a family crisis, we're suddenly under a dark cloud. We'll do just about anything to stay protected from the incoming storm. We become quiet and hunker down, alone, until the nasty situation passes. Shame is like one of those unpleasant bad weather days. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and it can be much easier to hide and stay out of the elements until that discomfort passes. I experienced one such storm when 3 of my children were diagnosed with significant speech and developmental delays at the ages of 3. This happened about 15 years ago, and child development specialists were finding that autism was becoming a more prevalent diagnosis amongst developmentally delayed children. To say this was like weathering a horrific storm is an understatement. But I was learning to support and advocate for my kids, so I had to batten down the hatches and stay the course. The emotions my family and I experienced were constantly in flux, but shame drained me early on. Initially, I was heartbroken that my kids would have to work harder to overcome the setback. Worse, though, was that villain of a feeling, shame. With three kids diagnosed with the same developmental delays, I figured we had defective genes. After overcoming years of infertility, this was not an easy situation to cope with. But the best advice I received was from another parent facing the same struggles. Own the feelings and let it breathe. It's easier to run and hide from the dark storm of shame, for sure. But if you do that, you'll never deal with your emotions. Then they fester and they can take control of your entire life. When you recognize that you're feeling shameful, you can work through those uncomfortable feelings. You realize they aren't wrong. They're simply how you feel in that moment. So allowing yourself to feel is like consciously breathing. It leaves you with a greater sense of determination and clarity. Once I addressed my own feelings of shame with my delayed kids, I was able to then focus on getting them all the help they needed and deserved. Soon, we were moving in a positive direction, and eventually, all three experienced a positive outcome. Next, own your shame hotspots. Shame seems to sneak in and hit us when we're already struggling. When we have feelings of shame, they often relate to some of the hot spots we face regularly. We're not organized enough, thin enough, or creative enough. Our insecurities can lead us to feel shame. But by being aware of what our shame hotspots are, we can nip this process right in the bud. For me, always being late was a shame trigger. Although we were rarely more than 10 minutes late for appointments, school, or practices, being tardy made my kids feel really uncomfortable. My ace in the hole was always the same excuse. Oh, sorry we're late. I didn't count on the traffic. How lame. The truth was, I wasn't prepared. I underestimated how much time I needed getting out the door. I always assumed I had an extra 5 minutes to put dishes away or throw in a load of laundry. I felt ashamed that I was lying to cover up my poor time management skills. I realized that I needed to own my own chronic lateness. Once I finally started getting ready earlier, we began arriving on time. I no longer have to endure the shame of coming up with traffic excuses. Finally, practice self-compassion. According to Bernard Golden, PhD, shame causes us to judge ourselves negatively whenever we do something we consider to be a failure. And that relates not only to failures by our personal standards, but by other people's standards as well. As busy parents, we're not perfect. We're bound to make mistakes or react to life circumstances in ways that we regret. Perhaps you have a child who's always getting in trouble at school, so you don't want to show your face at the next PTO meeting. Maybe you're ashamed of criticizing your spouse in front of your in-laws. Sometimes the circumstances are even more severe, like navigating a painful divorce or dealing with a child who may have a substance abuse problem. In the world of parenting, we will never be without experiences that cause us to feel like failures sometimes. It's during those difficult moments that we need to really learn how to rally. And one way is to practice self-compassion. Meet shame head-on by finding time to tune into your own feelings and remind yourself that you're only human. Although there's always room in our full lives for improvement, we're still doing the best we can, especially under challenging circumstances. We need to be aware of that. Psych Central's How to Practice Self-Compassion When You Think You Can't offers simple advice on self-compassion, such as taking deep breaths and acknowledging that you're currently being challenged. Every moment, every minute, it's a new opportunity to choose kindness. The article says, and that kindness can be just a few words like, this hurts, I'm struggling, or ask a few questions. What do I need? How can I give this to myself? When I'm having a low period in my life, I head to the bath. A hot bubble bath is relaxing, and it gives me a short slice of time to simply be. That time I spend alone allows me to contemplate what I've been experiencing and how I'm going to move forward. It breaks my usual harried pace and eases me back on track. My colleague, the Savvy Psychologist, interviewed psychologist Dr. Joseph Burgo about the often misunderstood experience of shame and, most importantly, how to overcome it. I highly recommend that you give this valuable advice a listen. What experiences in your parenting journey have left you grappling with shame? I'd love it if you'd share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also reach me by email at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Before I leave you, here's a quick preview of what's coming up next week. Has your child ever experienced night terrors? They can be really scary as a parent to observe. I am so excited to have a special guest join me next week, Quick and Dirty Tips' new savvy psychologist, Dr. Jade Wu, who will help us all understand why night terrors happen and what you can do about them. So I hope you'll subscribe to the Mighty Mommy podcast through your favorite platform so you'll get notified when this episode is available. As always, thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy parenting!